Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, people. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to New Creation Christian Ministries Prayer Line. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, joined by my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and the New Creation family. And we come to bow before the throne of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you who come each and every week, be a part of this prayer. And we are looking forward to continuing to pray each and every week, bombarding heaven, amen, bombarding heaven with our prayers. So we're having some technical difficulties right now, so we're going to just go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the full use of our limbs, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for health, O God, and healing and wholeness, O God, for provision, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able to do all things but fail, and we give you glory, O God. We give you praise, O God. We magnify your name, O God. We glorify your name because you alone are worthy. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For this day, O God, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We bind up the hand of Satan right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, and any plan of the adversary that is coming against your people, O God, that is coming against this prayer line, that is coming against, hallelujah, this church, oh God, that is coming against the lives of your people, oh God. We declare right now that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. We declare that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath, oh God. We declare, oh God, hallelujah, that you have a glorious plan for our lives, a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. And Lord, we are moving forward in that plan. We will not be thwarted, oh God. We will not be denied, oh God. We will not be, hallelujah, distracted, oh God. We will not be, hallelujah, hallelujah, taken off course from what you have ordained for us to do and what you have ordained for us to have and what you have ordained for us to be, oh God. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you on today, hallelujah, for you being a sovereign God, for you knowing the end from the beginning, for you being God all by yourself. Besides you, there is no other. Like you said in your word, you are God. And besides you, there is no other God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we worship you on today. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We rejoice in you, O God. Hallelujah. We rejoice in, hallelujah, your mercy and your grace, which are new every day. We thank you, Lord, that your mercy and your grace are new every day, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we repent, O God, for our sins. We repent, O God, hallelujah, for all that we have done wrong, O God, hallelujah. We ask your forgiveness on today, God, and we ask, Father God, that you will help us, O God, to forgive those who have sinned against us, O God. Hallelujah. Give us a heart that forgives, a heart that loves, a heart, hallelujah, that is pliable, O God. Hallelujah. Let us manifest the fruit of the Spirit. And when we fall short, O God, we ask, Father God, that you will step in, Father, and take up the slack, that you will step in, O Lord, hallelujah, and show us the way, order our steps, O God, direct our path, O God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable unto you, O God. So, Lord, we thank you for every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Father God, for every person that has come to the prayer line. Lord, we lift up their prayer concerns to you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would touch each and every person. We ask that you would comfort, that you would heal, that you would encourage, oh God. We ask that you would edify, that you would equip, that you would empower, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless those, oh God, who are standing in the need of a blessing. So many, God, have come in the need of a blessing, oh God. So many have come in the need of peace, in the need of joy, oh God. And we lift them up to you on today, God, and we say, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God, in the lives of your people, Lord. You know the plans that you have ordained for your people. You know what you have, Father God. Father God, sent them into this earth realm for, oh God. You know, oh God, hallelujah, what you, Father God, releasing into their lives, oh God. You know already, oh God, hallelujah, how the story ends. So, Lord, we look unto heaven. We look to you on tonight. We look to heaven from where our help comes, knowing that our help truly does come from you, oh God. So, Lord, we are trusting in you on tonight, God, like never before, oh God. We are trusting and believing, oh God, releasing our faith towards heaven. You said that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, oh God. So we are releasing our faith to you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And we praise you on tonight, God. We come to you with praise. We come to you with thanksgiving. We come to you with humble hearts, with bowed down spirits, oh God. We come, Father God, on behalf of our loved ones, on behalf of our families, oh God, on behalf of our marriages, on behalf of our ministry, oh God. We come, Father God, on behalf, oh God, hallelujah, of our children and our finances and our careers, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being sovereign over it all. Lord, you are in control of everything. And we thank you and we praise you and we lay it all at your altar, God. Where there is pain, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will heal, oh God. Where there is discouragement, God, we ask that you will encourage somebody. Where there is hopelessness, we ask, Father God, that you will release hope on tonight, God. Oh God, you know the way that we take. You know, Lord, what your people are walking through on tonight. You know, God, what it is that each and every person needs on tonight, God. So we just ask, Father God, that you will intercede on the behalf of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able to do all things for self. So we thank you for your sovereign hand, Father God, on the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today, God, because you are worthy to be praised, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so Father God, encourage the hearts of your people on tonight, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a miracle, God. Somebody needs, Father God, hallelujah, supernatural release of your power. Somebody needs, Father God, to be encouraged. Some marriage needs to be saved, oh God. Some mother needs, Father God, to be encouraged with her children, oh God. Some father, oh God, is feeling, Father God, discouraged on today, God. And Lord, we just send, Father God, ministering angels right now in the name of Jesus to begin to minister to each and every need that your people have, oh God. You know, Father God, hallelujah, the needs of your people, God. And we, Father God, just pray, Father God, for supernatural release right now in the name of Jesus, that you will touch, Father God, deliver, heal, set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open blinded eyes, heal the sick, oh God. There's some, Father God, who are believing for healing, oh God. Somebody got a negative doctor's report, God, and we're believing you for healing right now, God, that you can heal, Father God, those who are sick in their bodies, God. So, Lord, we're believing, Father God, we're touching and decreeing, Father God, we're releasing our faith, oh God. We're believing for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's believing you for their finances, God. And Lord, we pray for supernatural release in the area of money, God, that you would release money to those who are in need, those who need to pay bills, and those who need to, hallelujah, hallelujah, those who need to, hallelujah, buy food, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Father God, what the needs are on this prayer line tonight. You know what your people are standing in the need of. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will intercede on the behalf of your people tonight. Lord, you are able. You are able, God. We don't, Father God, thank you that we thank you that we don't have to beg you, God, but we just could come boldly to your throne, God. We could come asking. You said, Father God, if a man being evil knows how to give good things to his children, Lord, how much so that you being a good God know how to give good things to your children. So, Lord, we're believing you for the good things from heaven on tonight. We're believing you for, Father God, all of the good things that you have stored up for us, all of the blessings. Lord, we pray for those young girls in Africa. We pray, Father God, that you would bring them out, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the people who were shot down in the plane. We pray, Father God, for their families, God. We pray for people who are, Father God, suffering all over the world, God, the hungry, the homeless, oh Lord, the hopeless, oh God, the discouraged, the destroyed, oh God. And we just pray, Father God, that you would just, Father God, go into each and every situation and work your will in each and every situation. You said you will work your will according to your pleasure, oh God, according to your good pleasure. And we know that it's your pleasure, oh God, to bless your people, oh God. We know that it's your pleasure, oh God, hallelujah, to deliver your people. We know that it's your pleasure, oh God, to provide for your people. We know that it's your pleasure to protect your people. So we speak divine protection on this line tonight, God. And we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify your name. We glorify your name. We rejoice in you on tonight, God. No matter what we're going through, God, we rejoice in you always, as your word tells us to rejoice, oh God. And we shout hallelujah anyhow, oh God. And Father God, things are not what we want, God, but we know that you are in control. And Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and the called according to your purpose. So, God, we are the called according to your purpose, and we stand in the grip of your mercy, God. We stand in the secret place, in the shadow of the Almighty, God. We stand believing and trusting in you, oh God. We stand, oh God, hallelujah, full of faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for filling us with power from on high. We thank you, Lord, for power, Holy Ghost power, dunamis power, oh God, kratos power, oh God, exousia power, oh God. We thank you that we have the power in the words that we speak, and power, oh God, over the devil, and power over demons and serpents and scorpions. Power, oh God, hallelujah, over all the power of the evil one, and nothing can harm us, oh God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you that we have victory in every area of our lives. We declare victory over every life tonight. We declare victory over every life tonight. Every life on this call, every life that's listening to the archives, every life that's listening through streaming, we declare victory over your life tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus. You shall go forth with victory. You already have the victory. You shall not, you will not be defeated. Hallelujah. Your family will prosper. Your family will be saved. Hallelujah. God is working his will in the middle of that situation. Whatever it is that you're going through on tonight, know that God is working things out, and this is just a test. What you're going through, the hard times and the complications and trials, the fiery trials that you find yourself going through, the disappointment and discouragement, know that God is in the middle of it. He's working things out on your behalf. God is fighting your battle for you. This battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. We do not fight against flesh and blood, but against spiritual policies, wickedness in high places, evil, darkness. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But we have the victory because Jesus nailed Satan and his power to the cross. In the name of Jesus, he stripped Satan of his power. on the cross, when he hung his head and gave up the spirit, Jesus said to the Father, it is finished. Hallelujah. It is finished. It's a done deal. It's already done. We look unto heaven from where our help comes, knowing our help coming from the Lord. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's interceding for you. He is interceding for me. Hallelujah. He is interceding on your behalf. You are not defeated. You will not go under. You are not fighting a losing battle. You are already victorious. You have already won. God is going to manifest your victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to manifest your victory. Hallelujah. He's fighting on your behalf. I pray that God will open your eyes so that you can see in the supernatural realm, so that you can see the heavenly host, so that you can see Michael and them warring angels warring on your behalf. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The warring angels are warring on your behalf. Hallelujah. God is in the middle of that fight. He's fighting for you. He's already defeated Satan. He's already defeated every demon. We cast out every demon on assignment, every demon that has come to set up camp in your home, that has come to set up camp in our homes. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. We cast out every imp, every principality. We declare right now that our homes are filled with the peace of the Lord. Hallelujah. We declare that our children are filled with the peace of the Lord. The word says, great is the peace of my children. We declare that our homes are filled with prosperity and riches. We declare that our marriages are sound, that our minds are sound, that our finances are prospering, that our businesses are prospering, that we are, hallelujah, prospering on the job and in our careers. We declare that our health is prospering. 3 John 2, beloved, I pray above all things, that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. We pray that prayer over your life tonight, beloved. We pray that prayer over your lives tonight, that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. Receive it on tonight. God, it has a mighty plan for you, and he has not changed your mind. He has not changed his mind. God had nobody to swear by, so he's nobody greater to swear by, so he swore by himself. Isaiah 45, God says, I swore by myself. Hallelujah. He swore by himself. So I pray for your children. We pray for your children tonight. We pray for your seed tonight. We pray for your grandchildren tonight. We pray, Father God, we pray for the blessings of heaven to outpour over every home tonight. We pray for your blessings to outpour over every family tonight. We pray for your blessings to pour out on your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your peace to overwhelm your people. We pray for your joy to overwhelm your people. Weeping and enduring for a night, saints of Most High God. But God says in Proverbs 30, Psalm 35, that joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I speak joy over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And even as my husband comes, hallelujah, we continue to lift up our church. We lift up New Creation Christian Ministries on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you've forgiven us this assignment. And like Priscilla and Aquila, oh God, you called my husband and I as one. And we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for using us. And we bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against your church can prosper. We declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail. We declare that no weapon formed against our marriage can prosper. Even as we celebrated 18 years of marriage on Sunday, we declare that no weapon formed against our family, our children, can prosper. Our children are blessed. our seed is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we declare that every bill in this house is paid. We declare, oh God, that we have more than enough money, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, not only for our household, but for every household under the sound of our voice. And Lord, we take this assignment serious. New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, the prayer line, the Facebook ministry, the book ministry, the movement, the marriage movement, the woman-to-woman empowerment group. Father God, everything that you've given us to do, the Most Excellent Way ministry, our youth ministry, the Fire Wednesdays, everything that you've given us, our Bible classes, our ministries and ministers in training, God, everything that you've given us, oh God, we take it serious, the outreach and evangelistic ministry, and God, we will not back up. We declare it tonight. We declare it so that the devil can hear it loud and clear. We will not back up from what you've given us to do, God. So, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We thank you for calling us. We thank you for using us for your glory. We thank you for the impact that you allow us to make in the lives of the people. And, God, we say, God, have your way. Order our steps. As we said 18 years ago when we got married, that was our theme for our marriage. Lord, order our steps. Order our steps. Order our steps in your word, dear Jesus. Teach us how to talk. Teach us how to walk. God, teach us how to obey your every command, God. Teach us how to love each other and others, God, that you send our way. Continue to order our steps. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. Thank you for increasing New Creation Christian Ministries. Thank you that the church is flourishing. Thank you that it's thriving. Thank you that the church is in overflow, oh God. We are building this ark. We are building this ark, God, and we just praise you on today. So even as my husband comes, oh God, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight, God. There's none like you on all the earth. Glory be to God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on this prayer line, even as my wife, hallelujah, glory be to God, has set the atmosphere. It is conducive for miracles. It is conducive, amen, for a demonstration of God's power in our lives.
Yes.
It is conducive, glory be to God, for manifestation of mighty works, signs, and wonders following
hallelujah.
Us because we do believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are going to open up the prayer lines momentarily. Genesis chapter 30, a couple of verses of scripture before I pray. As we open up the prayer lines, we are excited that you are with us tonight. Glory
yes.
be to God. Genesis chapter 30 says, "And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, for else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead, who has withheld from thee the fruit of thy womb? Verse 22 says, and God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son." And as we pray tonight, God has put this in my spirit. Rachel prayed because Rachel saw everybody around her being blessed with children. Her mating, her sister mating, her sister Leah. She watched all these people bearing children, yet Rachel's womb was closed. But Rachel continued to believe God and pray to God. And verse 22 said, and God remembered Rachel and opened up her womb. And y'all know the story. She had Joseph. And I'm here to tell you tonight, as we see people getting blessed, as we see people's prayers being answered, as we see God's miraculous work being done in the natural, God has reminded me tonight and reminds us tonight that it's not when we see people and when we saw people being blessed. It's never to discourage us, but it's to encourage us.
Amen.
I said it's never to discourage us, but it's to encourage us.
Amen.
At our church on Sunday, people were being blessed left and right. They shared testimonies, and we celebrated with them. And that's what God is saying to us tonight. As we pray, as we heard on this prayer line many on numerous occasions, when we celebrate with one another, when we rejoice and praise God that he's answering our prayers, you're next. Glory be to God. Rachel did not get bitter. Rachel did not get out of sync with herself, but Rachel kept praying, and she was conceived. She had God open up her womb, and the Bible says Rachel got so bold that she said, God's going to give me another child. And I don't know about you, but sometimes we waited a long time for God to answer prayer. Rachel waited a long time. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now we pray for power. We pray for patience, and we pray for prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
Give us the ability to wait. Give us the ability for long suffering. Give us the ability of grace and mercy on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, you are already healed. Yes, you are already wealthy. Yes, you are already delivered. But sometimes as we wait on the manifestation of the miracle, glory be to God.
Yes.
Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. God is no respecter of persons. As he did it for Rachel, as she watched her sister, the Bible says she envied her sister. She was jealous of her sister. She was like, God, why not me? But Rachel kept praying, and you and I need to keep praying. As we see people being blessed, God is going to bless you. Matter of fact, God has already blessed you.
Yes.
Don't be oblivious to the obvious. And God, as you continue to bless your people, give us patience. Give us the ability to wait. Give us the ability, Lord, to endure.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So right now, I pray for more power for your people. Give them the power and the ability to stand and to do all they can do to stand until... In the name of Jesus,
yes.
That person looking for a job, let them stand on the promises of God. Keep putting in applications. Hallelujah. Keep asking God. The word says ask, and it will be given unto you. That is a verb. That is a continuum. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep seeking, and God will not withhold his blessings from you. So, Lord, we ask right now that you deliver, that you set free in the mighty name of Jesus. That person looking for a financial miracle, do it, God, as only you can do it. That person longing for a healthy, godly, wholesome relationship, do it, God, only you can do it. The person with torment, a thorn in their body, sickness and disease may be trying to torment them. Right now, reverse the curse in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness is not our portion. So, Lord, deliver your people on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, that body belongs to you. We are the temple of the living God. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal the sick on tonight. Deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus, anyone who is worried or feeling stressed or feeling overwhelmed. Give them peace. Give them the comfort of Christ.
Yes.
Give them the solace and that steadfastness as your Bible has promised us. In the name of Jesus, in the middle of the storm, Jesus was asleep on the boat. In the middle of the storm, God is saying, be still and know that I am God. When things are falling around all around you, when things are going south and things are not going your way, when problems and troubles and afflictions are coming your way at an alarming rate, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We must pray. These are the last and evilest and perilous days. We turn on the TV and we see ungodliness. We can go on a job and we hear the profanity. We can go in our neighborhoods and sometimes we see that God needs to do a work in the earth realm. But we are the children of God.
We are the chosen generation. We are the peculiar people. We are aliens and strangers just passing through this earth realm. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. And God is saying, be encouraged on tonight. David had to encourage himself in the name of Jesus. So be encouraged tonight. There's power in prayer. Ignites your spirit. Prayer lifts up your spirit, man, your spirit, woman. Prayer speaks to the spirit that's on the inside of us. So right now, Lord, I pray that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world, that all things are going to work together for the good of everyone on this prayer line because they love you and they've been called according to your purpose.
Yes.
So we're going to count it all joy.
Yes.
Even as you gave Rachel a blessing, bless your people on tonight.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, that person looking for an automobile, the one looking for a job, the one looking to close on a home or start their own business, the one trying to write the book or make the spiritual CD, in the name of Jesus, the one, hallelujah, that's trying to do exploits for your kingdom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, turn it all around for their good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you that you are a deliverer. I thank you that you are still a healer. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the El Shaddai. You are a wonderful God. You are a mighty counselor, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. So, Lord, we thank you that you're Abba Father in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, have mercy on your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody's feeling overwhelmed, and your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we need will be given to us. Give, and it shall be given back to you. Now, shaken together, shall people give back to you. So, Lord, we're offering up our prayers tonight. We're offering up our praise tonight. Oh, glory be to God. That's the solution right there. Praise and prayer.
My God.
Praise and prayer is your answer. That's the antidote. That's why the devil's trying to discourage us. He don't want us to praise God.
Yes.
That's why the devil's trying to discourage us and get our mind focused on what's going wrong in life.
Yes.
He don't want us to pray to God.
Yes.
But when you praise God, and when you pray to God,
yes,
God hears your prayers.
Yes.
He sees your tears. He counts, oh, glory be to God. He has already counted and numbered your days, and he already made up his mind to bless you.
My God.
He already made up his mind to be good to you. And nobody can reverse it. Nobody can change the mind of God.
Yes.
That's why we're going to keep praying.
My God.
He said, if my people who are called by my name, if they will pray,
yes, Lord,
I will heal the land.
Yes.
Men ought always to pray. God is saying as long as we have breath in our bodies, we have to pray.
Yes, Lord.
So, Pastor, we're going to open up the prayer lines.
Amen.
Just press 1 on your phone device. And there's a praise report. I am so blessed. We were at our church. It's amazing how Rachel saw other people getting blessed, and God blessed her.
Mm-hmm.
And some people at our church, as we heard Sister Maria last week say, she was blessed with an automobile.
Yeah. Wow.
And we get to church, and 2 of our members were blessed with automobiles.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And God is saying to you and I tonight, be encouraged.
Yes.
You've been praying. You've been seeking.
Glory.
You've been longing.
Oh, glory.
You've been fasting. You've been interceding for others and seeing God prayer work for others. And God is saying to you and I tonight that I'm going to bless you. Bless you indeed.
Yes.
Enlarge your territory.
Yes.
He's saying, I've increased your capacity to receive my prayer.
Glory, glory.
I said, strengthen your tents. Enlarge your territory. Put out the stakes. And God is saying, now that we have room, blessing, too big for you and I to receive. So, Lord, I thank you for everybody tonight. I thank you for every soul tonight, every witness, every Christian, every believer, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for myself. I pray for my marriage. I pray for the New Creation Church. The devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. The devil is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. Paul said, I'm going to keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
I'm going to run my race. I have kept the faith, and that's what God is saying. Glory be to God. When one door closes, another door will open.
Yeah.
We are living in the mighty name of Jesus in the days where the enemy is coming in like a flood. We see that hand caller, but God will raise up a standard. If you got laid off, if you got fired, God has a better job for you. If they came and repossessed the automobile, God has a better automobile for you. If you've never been employed, God has a job with your name on it. That's our son Marcus. He got his job for the first time, and much prayer went his way. The people at our job, at our church, who were blessed with the automobiles, prayed for automobiles in the name of Jesus, and God answered their prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So my wife and I, along with you and the New Creation Church family, have seen the power of prayer working and the prayer of faith. Area code 678. Area code 678. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
And God bless you, and I thank God for both Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony and everybody on this prayer line, because I'm sure that we're all praying for the same thing. And I just want to say God is so great. I mean, how great is our God? I mean, there's nothing that I could do to please him but just praise him. For about the past year, I've been trying to modify my home, the mortgage on my home, and I've been through so much this past year, and it's true what they say, you know, joy does come in the morning. And I just got an answer from my mortgage company. They went ahead and finally modified my mortgage.
Hallelujah.
And they cut off.
Thank Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And they took off $500 off of my mortgage.
My God.
So they modified and they modified a really big chunk of it.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
and with
you,
God,
wow.
Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible with God. You just have to believe and keep praying and know that your prayers are going to be answered. Just be patient, because God does know what you need, and it doesn't matter, you know, he is going to get to you. You just have to be patient, because I was patient for this past year. And I thank God so, so much for loving me and his grace over my life. And it's true what Pastor Anthony said a couple of weeks ago, that I'm going to see my blessing manifest. And every single week I have something to say. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I got such a smile on my face. You just don't know. I'm over here driving in my new car with a smile on my face. My mortgage is $500 less. I mean, what else more can I ask for? I mean, I'm blessed. I'm able to walk. You know, I wake up every morning. I just love God so much. He is so good to me. And he's good. He's good to everyone. We just have to be patient. I just want to give him all the praise and glory, because without him, we will be nowhere. And the devil is a liar. And you do have to stay away from all this negative thinking and things that you want to, that's in your mind. Oh, it's not going to happen. Yes, it is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. It's just like Pastor Anthony said, there is joy in the morning, and there is. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me so much. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just want you guys to continue praying for all those people that are in need, because it is, you know, it's a kind of a bad feeling to be in need, but it's going to come. I know, because my God is a great God, and I know he has shown me. He has shown me the way, and I have to follow him. So I just give him all the praise and glory, and thank this prayer line for praying for all of us, and Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Bless you both. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Sister Maria. We received that.
Wow.
And as you said, somebody needs to hear that tonight. We have a full prayer line.
Wow.
And as you said, you had to wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
Yes.
As you saw other people loan being modified, as other people got approved, you never got discouraged. And your time was coming. But it's your divine season.
No matter how long you wait.
That's right. It's harvest time. He said, be not weary in well-doing. You'll reap a harvest if you faint not.
Amen.
And it's your harvest time. You're driving
your
2014 vehicle up into your lesser mortgage house.
And my son being blessed
from
that accident that he had, you know, a couple of weeks ago. God saved his life. And you know, it's just so much. I just love God. He's amazing. You know, he's amazing.
Yes. Well, that's beautiful.
Yes.
And as you said, he's manifested a miracle in the lives of his people. We're living in a unique day. And like you said, it's hard to be in one. But David, when he wrote the 23rd Psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
Yes.
It's not that he was not in want because he was on the run. He had to live in caves. He had to go without even taking the bread from the temple. So David had want. But he was simply saying, if God and Jesus is our shepherd, we're okay. So that's for somebody tonight.
Lord, you.
If you are a Christian, if you are a believer, God will not let you go under. God will not let
you
go out. God is going to provide for you. You got to believe. That's right. Amen. Caller, we see that hand. We're going to take every call. Sister Maria, let me just pray with you very quickly. Caller, we see that hand. And we're going to take that call in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Sister Maria tonight. I thank you for her testimony, her praise report, even encouraging someone tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. She's not showing off. She's not gloating. But she's giving you all the glory. She's saying, God, she prays to you, and you answered her prayer. And that's for everybody on this prayer line tonight. Because somebody needs their mortgage to be favored. Somebody needs an automobile. Somebody needs the sickness in their body to be dissipated in the name of Jesus.
God.
Somebody needs their children to be rescued. Even as her son did not lose his life in that car accident in the name of Jesus. So thank you for sparing her son life.
Thank you
for blessing her. As she said, she had a challenging year, but you still showed her mercy and grace. So I thank you, Lord. For her and every caller on this line, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all.
Well,
God bless you, my sister.
You
keep calling this line with praise reports and prayer requests because God is going to continue to bless you.
I just want everybody to stay encouraged because that's all you need. Just stay encouraged because it's going to happen. Just keep on pressing through because it will happen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We're rejoicing with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
wow.
We have another caller here. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Caller, we're going to just be patient with us. A little technical thing going on. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I think we finally got this caller who has been persistent. We thank God for your patience tonight. Area code 908, we thank God for you this evening. God bless you. Area code 908, was that a prayer request or a praise report? Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 908, amen. Hallelujah. We'll get back to them, but someone, just press one on your phone device, and we kept seeing someone raise a hand, and we can see on this end when you raise that hand. Amen. Now we see that caller again. Hopefully we have a clear connection this time in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you. Area code 908, God bless you. No, oh, I'm sorry. It was this one. God bless you. 908. Area code 908. God bless you. Amen. We'll get back to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Just check with Maria and make sure the phone is still working.
Hallelujah. God be the glory. Hallelujah. Sister Maria, can you still hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can
Hello?
Hear you. Yes, we can hear you, but we were trying to put another caller through, and we keep seeing they're trying to communicate with us, but we just
want
to make sure that
you
everyone
can hear
us. Want
me to hang up? Call back again?
No, no, it's good.
Yes,
you're good. You're good.
Okay.
We just did a mic check. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
Hallelujah. God bless. Well, we thank God for each and every caller. Just press one of your phone devices. It may be a malfunction.
Make sure they're not on mute. Make
Hallelujah.
Sure they don't have their phone on mute.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to, because if this is a prayer request, we surely want to put you on the air. Yes, caller, we do see that hand that just was lifted. But area code 908, if you're trying to speak, we can't hear you. Possibly your phone may be on mute. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you. Oh, God bless. God bless, Evangelist Page.
I'm trying to get you, and I can't get you. I can only hear you. I can't get through. Hello?
We hear you now. We hear you now, Evangelist.
Okay, what should I do now? Just hit one?
No, we hear you. We hear you loud and clearly. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I just praise God. And I just thank God that he did allow me to get through. And I just thank God for the prayer that has gone forth for every one of God's people. And the saints, praise God. I just thank and praise the Lord for the opportunity to be able to praise him along with the saints. I thank God for his many blessings. He's been so good to me, praise God. And I'm calling on behalf of Pastor Simmons and Pastor Simmons, Sister Rebecca, to all of those saints that have called in. And I trust and agree, and I call to just say I received the prayers and I'm praying for you, and may God continue to bless you. God has been so good, and I'm just seeking the Lord for a few things today. God has been mighty good. I'm not complaining, but my health is good, but I'm not going to hold you long. I have to get off the phone soon, but God has been so wonderfully good. I thank God for pastors that are calling and seeking him on behalf of his people and the people everywhere. And I praise God today for my family. They have a prayer request. My oldest granddaughter, she's trying to get a home, and she can't come to the phone, but I told her I will stand in a gap for her because she's hoping to get this house that she's looking for. And I told her that I know God is able, and he can do anything but fail. He knows what our needs are, what we stand in need for, and he is a mighty good God. And I told her, she said, there's so much money. I said, well, let me just believe in that God would just cut that price down, $700. I heard the other thing said $500, but I'm saying $700 in my case for my granddaughter. And I just believe God is able to do it. And God has been so good, and she has been so wonderfully good to me. She's taking care of me like, nope, you wouldn't believe. She's a young lady. I never thought that a time would come that I would need my children. And she has stood in the gap for me every day and every night. She's there for me. But God is good, and I'm just praising him. I'm praising him for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and also I'm lifting up my daughter before the Lord. But God is, he knows what our needs are. And I'm not so afraid that I can't ask him and believe that he can do anything but fail, and he will open the door. He, as the pastor said, when they close one door, God opened up another one. And if it means the other door is closed, then he'll open up a window. So I just praise God for all this.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
He knows what we stand in need of. We don't have to beg. He already knows. He knows what the health issues. He know all about our shortcomings. He know about the jobs that they're seeking. And he know about our children that are trying to get to school and further their education. He know about our pastors and all of the saints that come to him with prayer requests, and they have been so good, and I praise God. He knows about my heart wanting to come to Solomon Temple, but one day he's going to look up, and I'm going to be standing in there praising God because he is a mighty good God, and he won't give up on me, and I'm not going to give up on him, praise God. I thank God for just being so good. I thank him, amen, that he brought me this far, and I know he's not going to leave me now. And I thank God for all things. And for those that are seeking him for health issues, God is good. And there are those on my place, opened up a place for me to go with a senior citizen, and he's blessing me out there with those senior citizens, and I thank God for it. I never thought that door would be open because I am so concerned about the people that stand in need, their health issues. If you see them suffering, and some of them can't talk, some can't walk, some can't see, and yet they're encouraged because I try to lift them up and encourage them, and I thank God for the opportunity to do that. So I'm not going to hold long. I thank you for Sister Lori. I missed her the last time. I dropped the phone when I answered it, and I couldn't get back to her. So I pray that this prayer line will continue to be open, and all these prayers will be brought all in one way for God to just bless every desire, every need, every want, and then in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Evangelist. Amen. Let us pray for you very quickly,
yes,
but we want to touch and agree with you
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
It is just so good to hear from you,
yes.
and we know you're going to just come through the doors of the church, as you said.
Walking in.
God, amen, he's going to totally restore. Glory be to
yes.
God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank
yes,
you for
God.
Evangelist Elizabeth Page
yes,
for tonight.
Thank
we thank you for her life. We
thank
you for her
Lord.
Testimony.
Praise
we thank
God.
You for her example of your goodness in the earth realm
yes,
in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, you have done many mighty works in her life.
Yes,
and Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, as she continue
yes,
to fight the good fight of faith,
yes,
that you'll continue to bless her,
yes,
you'll continue to restore her, you'll
yes.
continue to strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless her eldest granddaughter
yes,
as she's
Lord.
Looking to close on that home
yes,
in the name of
praise
Jesus.
Christ,
bless all the grandchildren,
yes,
Lord.
God.
Thank you for the
yes.
open doors that you have allowed Evangelist Page to go and minister to other people in need.
Yes,
I thank you, hallelujah, as she's always concerned about others,
yes.
that you will bless her.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for her life.
Yes.
We thank you, hallelujah, for her being part of the New Creation Church family.
Yes,
we thank you in the name of Jesus as she has always encouraged her pastors,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
even with this prayer line. We know that, God, you're going to keep it open, that
yes,
those
God.
Looking this way for prayer in the name of Jesus,
you,
that you will answer our petitions and our supplications
yes.
according to your will.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, as you continue to strengthen
yes.
our best and the grandchildren,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Touch the Page family.
Yes.
Touch hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give her the desires of her heart
yes,
as she continues to delight herself in you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
thank
be to God.
God.
So I thank you, hallelujah, as she sings spiritual hymns and songs unto your kingdom, Lord, as she lay before you, as she cries out for the nation and cries out for those in need, Lord. She has been, hallelujah, Lord, an example,
yes,
matriarch
God.
And patriarch for so many.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
That you continue to bless her.
Bless her, Lord.
Continue to strengthen her and encourage
her.
Her,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So many blessings. Too numerous to count. So, Lord, I thank you for your goodness
yes.
and your mercy following her all the days of her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we thank God for you. Tonight.
Amen. Thank we thank God for you. Evangelist, we thank God for you. Know that we love you. Amen. And we just thank God for you continuing to pray for us and lift us up as we do the work of the Lord. And we're looking forward to the day when you come to Solomon's Temple.
Praise God. And I praise God for Sister Lori. Had it not been the Lord using her, I would have never been able to say that I know Pastor Simmons and his companion. Because before of her, the Lord led
thank
her
you.
To speak about the ministry there. And I haven't stopped coming since she told me about it. And she didn't have to, but I just praise God. You know, she's a little soul one, and I love her. Praise God, and I'm blessed.
Amen.
But
she's here, too, and we thank God for Lori, and we praise God for her on tonight. We thank God for Sister Lori. We ask that you continue, Lord, continue to bless her and her family, God. Continue to let her go forth and advance her lives, oh, God, and even to preach your gospel, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting every need of her household. Thank you for using her to bring evangelist Elizabeth Page to Elizabeth. She's been a blessing. They've all been a blessing to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I believe Sister Lori is here. Stay with us. I believe Sister Lori is here. Let me just open this phone line. I think that's her. Area code 908. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Evangelist, we still have her mic open. She's with us, and she was just singing your praises.
Aw, wonderful. Thank you. To God be all the glory, not me.
Praise the Lord. She is so sweet. I thank God for her. And every need, I pray the Lord will just meet every need in her life and her family.
Aw.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, Sister Lori, God bless you. Did you have a prayer request tonight?
No, ma'am. I was just, I heard, I knew that was Evangelist trying to get through. And I was going to say, Pastor, that's Evangelist on the line, but she got through.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me pray for you while we have you on the line. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Lori Davis, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her family and her household. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to bless that family. Thank you for blessing Elijah with a car, oh, God. Thank you for blessing him with his career as the post office, Lord. Thank you for blessing this family, God. Meet every need, God. Whatever the need is, we bind up the spirit of lack, oh, God. We thank you for blessing Isaiah with a job, oh, God. Bless that little grandbaby, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Ashley as she goes and continues her education, oh, God. We know that you are able, God. We thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection around that whole family, around the Davis family, God. And we thank you for your favor shining down on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God
thank
bless
you, Lord.
You.
Bless you, ladies.
Thank you, Pastor and Pastor. Love you both. Auntie, I love you, too.
Love you now. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. I'm going to be in touch. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. Listen, that was our evangelist Elizabeth Page, and what a blessing to hear from her on the prayer line tonight. God, I'm about to run. I'm going to put the phone down and just do a couple of sprints around the living room because God has given us a miracle with our dear evangelist Paige. And we thank God for what he's done in her life. And he's not finished yet. God is not finished yet. So we just thank God for tonight and each and every one of you.
Amen. What a blessing. That's part of the New Creation Church family. We thank God for every caller. If you're here in New Jersey, if you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, glory be to God. We thank God for every caller tonight. Even as Evangelist said, there's power in prayer. The Bible says with two or more touch and agree, amen, we shall have what we ask according to his will. And I thank God for the power of agreement. They were on one accord, praying in the upper room.
Yes.
And God sent a mighty miracle of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God that everyone on this prayer line, whatever it is you're going through, be encouraged.
Yes.
God is not through with you yet.
Yes.
You really can do all things through Christ. And he has declared you more than a conqueror.
Yes.
So you got the victory. Pastor preached to us on Sunday, we were born. Before we were in our mother's womb, God had a divine plan for our lives.
Yes.
And she said, to release your faith, And that's all we're doing tonight. Through the power of prayer, we're releasing our faith, walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
So everybody who called this prayer line tonight, Pastor, even Sister Maria was saying, even when she didn't see it, speaking those things that be not as though they were, and we need to wait on God sometimes.
Yes.
Even if it has not manifested, I believe that God is able to do the impossible.
My
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. And I was just thinking about Adela, too, Evangelist Pace's oldest granddaughter. And I believe that God can bring that cost of the house down. Like she said, she's believing for $700 being taken off of the month. I believe that's the monthly mortgage. My God, I believe God can reduce it to a place where it would be easy for her to pay for the house. And we're touching and agreeing that God will make
the
house affordable and let Adela have more than enough money that she needs to go in there and close on that house, because she has been faithful and God is going to bless her because she has been faithful over what concerneth him. So we just thank God for her, and we're waiting for that praise report. I'm believing that that praise report is coming through this prayer line, that she's going to close on that house and it's going to be at the price that she wants. So we touch and agree with that, Evangelist, on that in the name of Jesus. Well, saints of God, it is, the hour is gone. It's 8:30. Amen. We don't have any more prayer requests or praise reports. We're going to go off the prayer line on tonight. We will be back here next Tuesday at 7:30. Oh, Lord, Jesus, Pastor, we just had a hand raise. We got to take it. We have to take this hand. Amen. Area code 813. God bless you.
God bless you both, pastors. Save everything from the beginning. The prayer that the Pastor Anthony prayed tonight is just, it was just so directed to me, and I have been discouraged, and then I try to get on track, and then I get discouraged again. I keep, try to keep reading the Word, and I know that the Lord's going to bless me, and I have become depressed this week. This is Miriam. I have become depressed this week because, you know, I lost my husband 2.5 years ago, and then I lost my mom last year. I was taking care of both of them here at my home, and I just, you know, it's times, although my son lives here, it gets very lonely sometimes, you know, to be without them, and I just wonder if my husband, if he actually gave his life to the Lord. That was a struggle for 47 years that I was married to him. And that was such a struggle, and I never knew for sure, although my daughter says he did. But I just, those things just depress me so, and I'm sorry to hold you back. I thank you so much, and I thank Carmen, my friend, since we were 15 years old, that she put me through this prayer line. And I just thank you, and I want to bless you all. I want to pray for you. I want to tell the Lord to keep you strong in what you're doing to help others, that to keep you completely safe in every situation, mentally, emotionally, and physically, oh God. And I want to ask the Lord to help you to continue on with this prayer line. And I wish that I could go to your church in over there in New Jersey. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but nothing is impossible for the Lord, and I have to just stay strong. And I just thank you for listening.
Amen.
I wasn't gonna call.
I bless you, sister. Listen, God sees every tear. You know, the Bible says that he catches our tears and puts them in a bottle. That's how much God cares for us, that not one tear is wasted. And he allows us, and even if we're crying, he's right there with us. And he said he'll never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. Even though sometimes we feel alone and we feel like God is not with us, he is right there with us and allowing us to not have to endure any more than we can handle. So I thank God today that he's right there with you. And even though it gets hard sometimes, we want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you and that he cares for you. and that your God heard your prayers. And, you know, if you prayed for your husband, God said in his word that if we need anything, that we could come to him and pray, and if we pray according to his word, that we can believe that he hears us. And he says, and then we can also believe that he will give us those things for which we have prayed. And if you prayed for your husband's soul for all of those years, our God, I believe our God saved his soul. Our God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent. I feel God right now, and he would repent and change his mind. God said he would answer the prayer if it was prayed according to his will. And we know it was according to his will because he said in his word that it's not his desire that any man should perish, that any man should perish. So I know, I'm confident, I'm feeling like your daughter, that your husband knows the Lord and that he is with the Lord. We will never know anything for certain until we see God face to face. But I believe you will be pleasantly amazed when you get to heaven. Amen. And that's not going to be any time soon because God has promised you long life and you're going to run on. God's going to restore your joy so that you can run on and continue to give God the glory with the rest of your life because I believe God still has a work for you to do here in the earth realm. He's going to use you. And your testimony of how he brought you through after all that you've been through. And God's going to use you to bless so many. I believe people are being blessed even now by your testimony. So we thank God for you, and we encourage you. Pastor's going to pray for you, amen, because we believe that God is breaking every yoke of depression is being broken off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, we pray for Sister Miriam tonight. Your word says that you won't put on us more than what we can bear, but you'll make a way of escape.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, through this prayer line every Tuesday night. This is one of the ways to escape in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that she has this medium, Lord.
Yes.
She has this outlet, the power of prayer, to encourage her weekly, Lord, along with the other things that she's doing, trying to encourage herself by reading your word and surrounding herself with godly people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, strengthen her when she's feeling weak.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You say your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses.
Yes,
so I thank you, Lord, that we get weary. We get weak sometimes.
Yes,
so, Lord, I thank you that your strength is made perfect when she needs you the most.
Yes.
So, Lord, encourage her heart tonight.
Thank
in
you,
the name of Jesus, Lord. Allow the love to always come her way through family and friends, Lord, like Carmen
thank
and those
you.
That love her from a distance. I thank you for her life, Lord. I thank you, hallelujah, that she can still call. And you said, cry out to you, and you will answer.
Yes.
So, Lord, when nobody
thank
else is around, she has you, Lord. So I thank
thank
you, Father, that the Spirit
thank
of the living God is in that house with her. The Holy
Amen.
Ghost and the Spirit of the living God is in that house. So encourage her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, be encouraged tonight. We're going to continue to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. You're so welcome. And have a blessed evening and a blessed night. To God be the glory.
Same to you. Same to you.
We thank God for Sister Marion tonight.
Yeah.
She was told us by Sister Carmen about this prayer line, and she's a blessing every time she calls.
Yes.
And as she shared, I just know that the Lord is with her.
Yes.
Amen. If God is with us, nothing can be against us. So I thank God for her tonight. Well, we're going to go down from this place again. We thank God for each and every caller tonight. We'll be at our Bible study tomorrow night. And we actually have a friends and family day at our church on Sunday. We start at 12:30 p.m. going to be a food fellowship after the service. And if you're local, we pray that you can come and worship God and fellowship with us. Amen. Bring a friend, bring a family member, break bread with us as the word of God is declared and we commune together. So we thank God for you tonight. Amen. I believe we want to play James Cliff tonight.
This God keeps
bless
me going.
You. We love each and every one of you. Good night.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh,
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Remember this. Your storm is over.
future.